Okay, thanks so much, Jason. So I'm delighted to be here. I'm going to start by talking about a little bit of consumer market research comparing different types of front-of-package food labeling systems. Just to make sure we're all on the same page, what do I mean by a front-of-package food label? Basically, it's a label that's on the front of packaged food to try to alert the consumer to a product that might be healthier or to alert them to certain nutrient levels in different products. And what's essentially happened in this country is that we've had different kinds of labeling systems, right? So food manufacturers have been able to do what they want, and so it's led to this sort of dizzying array of labels. One way to try to remedy that is with a uniform labeling system, and there's been some attempts to at least make some labeling systems a little bit more common than others. So the food industry has recently released this Facts Up Front system, and it's on quite a large number of foods, and many of you have probably seen it in the stores already. And essentially it has information about calories, saturated fat, sodium, and sugars, and then they have the ability to highlight some positive nutrients, so they can put vitamins or as you see there. Now, front-of-package labeling kind of all came to a head a few years ago when the Smart Choices program got released. For those of you who have been following labeling, that'll be familiar to you. But basically, in 2009, around that time, Smart Choices got released. That program had some problems, and the FDA basically said, you know what, we're going to look into front-of-package labeling and try to figure out what would be an optimum labeling system. So the Institute of Medicine, they convened a committee. We have Brian Ebel here today, who was on that committee. And they came up with some recommendations for what they thought an ideal system would be based on the existing research. And so they proposed what is essentially a graded star symbol. It doesn't have to be a star, but it looks something like this. A product would get no stars, one star, two star, three star. And that would be based on levels of saturated and trans fat, sodium, and added sugars. So that recommendation came out, Facts Up Front got released, and we thought, you know what, the marketplace, it's flooded with all these labeling systems, why don't we do some horse racing, right? Why don't we compare a bunch of these systems and just see which ones do consumers understand best? So we compared five front-of-package labeling systems with the goal of trying to figure out which labels are most likely to encourage healthier purchases, and which labels can help consumers accurately identify healthier products and accurately compare nutrient amounts between products. So we did an internet survey, a little over 1,000 people, and we randomized them to one of six labeling conditions that I'll show you in a moment. We had people take this survey, and they did, first they started off with a shopping task, and I'll explain this in detail in a second. They then saw a public service announcement to explain the labeling system and how to understand it, and then they took some product quizzes, basically looking at food products and making judgments about the foods. And then they finished up by giving us some information on demographics. Okay, so what were our conditions? We had a control group with no label. We had a nouvelle group. So this is a labeling system that basically scores foods from 1 to 100 and just gives that single number on the product. We had a condition of Facts Up Front, the Institute of Medicine symbol with stars. And then we had a traffic light, and this is a pretty intuitive system, right? So yellow, red, green. Green means a healthier product. Red means a less healthy product. We did a traffic light for the overall product. And then we tested a traffic light system that had multiple lights based on different nutrient amounts. So you can see it might be, you know, all greens for saturated fat, sugars, or sodium. We had to rate products based on some nutrient profile model to come out with our outcomes. That's debatable. We decided to go with this particular one developed by Rayner and colleagues. Basically, lower scores equal a healthier product, and we took a bunch of products, and what happens is they gain points for negative nutrients, things like calories, saturated fat, sugar, salt. They lose points for positive nutrients like fiber and protein. This is a system, it's been validated with nutritionists, and it's informed policy decisions in the UK and Australia. So we picked it. And we used this to figure out what should the traffic light colors be on the products, what should the nouvelle scores be, and what should those three stars be for the Institute of Medicine symbol. So they're all based on the same system. So we had 52% of our sample female, average age was 43, average body mass index was 28, and 49% of our sample said they're making a conscious effort to lose weight. We worked with Survey Sampling International to obtain this sample, and we worked with them to get a diverse distribution of education levels. All right, so people start off in this task. They do a little shopping task where they basically see products, like they'll see a bunch of cereals, and then at the end, we ask them to select the one they want to buy to eat this week. They do this for soups, ice cream, cereal, rice, and beverages. And you can see they click through all these images, and then they get a little option like this, and there are prices on there, and they pick one. I'm going to show you the first outcome here, which is the healthfulness for soup. Basically, you can see at the bottom here the different conditions, control, new valve, fax up front, IOM, traffic light, and traffic light with four. Let me just walk you through. The main thing to focus on, I'm not going to go through all the different post hoc comparisons. I just want to highlight here that the new valve group was the only labeling system that actually significantly prompted people to pick healthier soups. On average, the score for the soup in that group was healthier. The other ones did not significantly differ from one another. In the other shopping tasks, there were no significant differences. Labels did not influence, you know, intent to purchase ice cream, cereal, rice, or beverages. All right, so then people see this public service announcement, looks like this, explains to them how they're going to use and understand their labeling system. And then they take a quiz. We give them 8 questions. They see products like this, and they have to choose which one is lower or higher in different nutrients, saturated fat, sodium, the questions vary. So on this nutrient comparison quiz, it's just the percent correct, like any quiz. And what I want to highlight for you here is that Nuval and Facts Up Front did equally well. The multiple traffic light actually did the worst in this instance. And it was the single traffic light that did significantly better than all of the others. Now, it's interesting, right, because the single traffic light doesn't even give individual nutrient level information, but the score that usually it's the problem nutrient that drives the color of that overall traffic light, so it's a good approximation. All right, so then when we ask people, okay, a little bit more challenging, which product is healthier? Look at these two. Do you think one's healthier or they're the same? And what I'm going to highlight for you here is basically Facts Up Front, the Institute of Medicine symbol, they do about the same. The single traffic light now in this one doesn't do as well. And part of what's going on there is sometimes you have the same color traffic light, right? What do you do when they're both red? What do you do when they're both green? It's a little hard to know. The ones that do the best are Nuval and the traffic light with four components. What I also want to show you is we timed how long it took people to answer these quizzes. So even though the multiple traffic light and Nuval did equally well, it takes people half the time, right? This is number of seconds. So half the time using Nuval, significantly fewer seconds for that particular labeling system. And you can see that, right? The traffic light has a lot of information on it. It's a lot to process. So then we had people rate 7 brand name products, and we asked them, do you think this product has low, medium, or high amounts of saturated fat, sugar, or sodium? And we feel like if someone can look at a product and make that kind of judgment, they're pretty nutritionally savvy. So I'll just show you one of these quizzes, the saturated fat quiz. Essentially, the finding here is that, no shocker, if you put this information clearly on there, high, medium, low, on a multiple traffic light, people get this question right. Astonishing number of times, and we've seen this in other studies. Just a very straightforward, easy way for them to do it. And you can see in the other groups, they struggle with it a lot more. So one question is, do we care? Do we think that's important for people to make those kinds of judgments? If we do, then giving them that information through a traffic light with text specifically on it can help them do that. And I'll wrap up. So finally, we had people look at these food products and rate them on health, taste, purchase intent, and some questions I'll explain in a moment about weight gain and perceptions of heart disease from consuming the product. This is a 1-7 scale. We actually didn't see any significant differences in healthfulness across the groups. Once you Bonferroni correct, that goes away, but I will highlight before that correction, there's just an interesting finding might be worth exploring. Basically, with the Institute of Medicine symbol, it gets a little bump. People think some of these products are a little bit healthier when that star symbol is on there versus Facts Up Front or a multiple traffic light. So that's potentially a concern because the products I'm showing them are not very healthy. Then we asked, all right, so do you think eating this product often would increase your risk of heart disease? And what you see here is that the multiple traffic light and the Facts Up Front does increase that perception, which, again, could be a good thing. A lot of these products aren't terribly healthy for you. So it's interesting to think about how people, you know, what links they make between disease and eating foods and how labels influence that. So we didn't see any significant differences in taste. That's a good thing when you're studying labels because companies worry about highlighting the healthfulness of products and people think foods taste worse. But we also didn't see in these individual products any differences in intent to purchase them. And we also didn't see differences in people thinking that if I eat this product often, it'll make me gain weight. The labels didn't influence those outcomes. So in summary, I gave you a lot of outcomes, and the data might seem like a mess, so I'm trying to wrap it all up here. Basically, Nuval did the best in the shopping task. The nutrient comparison quiz, the single traffic light did the best. But Nuval wasn't too far behind. The healthier product quiz, Nuval and a multiple traffic light did the best. But Nuval, again, it took people less time. So Nuval's winning at this point, right? The multiple traffic light, those individual quizzes, that did better, but and Facts Up Front wasn't too far off. But I'll just run through these last ones here. Basically, there aren't many differences for the rest of the outcomes with the exception of that heart disease. So my take home from all of this is Nuval and the multiple traffic light had the greatest number of positive outcomes in terms of influencing consumers in the way we'd hoped they would. I think the big message from this is that the Institute of Medicine symbol didn't really shine on any of these outcomes. And so I think there's a role for us to do more research to try to understand that communication strategy and how useful it is to the consumer. And might something like Nuval be better? And we just don't know. So the Food Labeling Modernization Act of 2013 recently got proposed, this bill got proposed, and in there it talks about using the Institute of Medicine's recommendations. So I just think we need a lot more research. Obviously, ideally, we get purchasing data from supermarkets as well, but I think there's a role to really figure out what do consumers understand, how do they make use of this information. And I'll just finish up with my knowledge inside, thank the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Health and Society Scholars Program, and my co-authors. And I've just got my email address up there for you. Thank you. So I'm happy to take questions. We'll each take a couple of minutes of questions for our specific presentations, and then we'll open it up at the end. I think Brian probably has the best sense of that, but the data in front of package labeling is really mixed, and we don't have a lot of it, and I think what we have didn't necessarily point to an existing system being, you know, the gold standard or the right one, so I don't think it was crazy for them to sort of start from scratch and incorporate, you know, all that information and come up with something new, because we don't have something that's terribly good right now, in my opinion. Yeah, so these are preliminary analyses that I'm just presenting, and so I haven't yet dug into, and that's exactly what I intend to do, right? So there could be a lot of moderators here. It's complicated. We have 6 groups, and we have, small sample sizes. I mean, there's almost 200 per condition. But I will take a look at that, and that might have bearing on the results. Yeah. So actually, I'm so glad you brought up that point, because something, Dan and I were talking about this, something that's working against this fair comparison right now is that Facts Up Front is out there. Consumers are seeing it and they're using it. So in my mind, it has a bit of an advantage because they're familiar with it. So I would expect people to be able to use it and be more influential. And I actually don't have that particular question in there. Yeah, I think front of package labeling, it's wide open, right? I'm testing systems that other people have created or exist, but we could also start from scratch again and just come up with really novel, creative ways to try to do that. That might be a lot better. So I think we need to figure that out. We're not wedded to just, you know, these few existing systems that are out there, but I like that idea. All right, great. Thank you.